Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday rolls around. We've got football questions. We call it the Thursday touchdown.
All right, guys, I'm going to give credit where credit is due, and I hope they're listening or they hear this later. David Hall's 6-6 Michigan prediction looks spot on. What has been the most disappointing thing about Michigan football this season?
It's really hard to pick. I think I talked about this when we were discussing this segment. It's really hard to pick. But I think for me, it is the high level of talent, individual talent that they have on defense from Will Johnson, Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, Derek Moore, Josiah Stewart, Jayshon Barham. Like, you go down the list of players, Makari Page. Like, they've got some studs on defense. And I know that the offense has put them in bad spots from time to time. They've left them on the field way too long. But I expected so much more out of the defense, whether it was turnovers and not even just getting to the quarterback, because they played a lot of offenses where ball is out of the hand quickly. I've been underwhelmed because of the level of talent on defense.
The most disappointing thing is that David Hall is right, that they're going to be 6-6. John, you're right. There's too much talent on defense for them to be a 6-6 football team.
He's not right yet.
But let's not let the offense off the hook either.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said it's hard to pick.
I know. And I said I'll go in another direction no matter what you say, because there's plenty of options to pick. Sure. And I think it's the fact that they have had three different quarterbacks and not consistent enough play from the position or the offense.
Well, they go 7-5 at least if the defense is a little bit better. The defense was supposed to hold its own to a degree.
Until the offense got going.
I mean, I thought they'd be one of the best in the country, and clearly they're not. They're playing like a bunch of individuals, and I put that on Wink Martindale. There's no way the defense, I know they had some attrition last year, but to look this way with the amount of NFL talent there is a joke. Wink Martindale seems like such a just bad fit. It just doesn't seem right.
Well, if we're talking about both coordinators being a disappointment, isn't that on Sharon for not hiring the right staff?
Yeah, and then it's just the whole thing collectively is nonsense this year. All right, Michigan State is off this week, then closes at Illinois, and then they follow that up with two home games against Purdue and Rutgers. Very winnable games. If the Spartans finish 6-6 and make a bowl game, did they overachieve?
I would say they met expectations. We talked about it preseason. Get to a bowl game was a fair bar for Jonathan Smith in year one. I think they'll do it. I think they'll meet expectations.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a game better. Maybe being in a bowl game and being 6-6 versus 5-7. I mean, we looked at their schedule and didn't necessarily play out the way we thought it would play out. I didn't see the Iowa win, but I also didn't see a Boston College loss. And so I think 6-6 is right where we kind of anticipated they would be. And again, it's really kind of hard to figure out this team, because I thought Aiden Childs would be better, more of a threat than he has been. And again, the conversation we had yesterday, I'm not giving up on him. I just think I expected more from him.
The preseason win total, they overachieved.
Yeah, it's like 4.5, right?
They went over.
Yeah.
All right, the first round games in the first college football playoff bracket would be Boise State at Ohio State, Alabama at Texas, Notre Dame at Penn State, and Indiana at Tennessee. Which road team would most likely win?
I got to go with Notre Dame. And I think, I mean, the loss to Northern Illinois, I think, woke them up. It was that, and it happened early enough to where they could recover from it. Now, it's taken some time, and I don't think they're ever fully going to recover from it this year, but some lessons learned. And I just don't trust Penn State and James Franklin in any situation where it matters to be able to win a game like that.
It's the right answer. It's James Franklin, who's 3-18 against top 10 opponents. Their receivers can't separate as is, and Notre Dame's got some good corners. Yeah, I think Notre Dame pulls off that upset.
No Indiana love?
Well, that's my second one, and I think that game would be interesting because that game could be the ultimate shootout.
Little note here. Who would have thought that the state of Indiana would be the first state to produce two college football playoff teams. That very well might happen.
Yeah.
That's insane. And it's not Doug's Purdue. Several college football programs have significantly underachieved this season. Many big-name coaches are on the hot seat. Who do you think will be the biggest name to get fired this offseason?
So the one people have been fixating on is Billy Napier. They're 4-4. They got a rough schedule to end the year, but he may have done enough to save that job.
I think he's outkicked his coverage. I think he did.
So then I got to work a little harder
yes,
here.
Yes, that's a lazy answer.
No, I wasn't. Tom, I have my answer.
He hasn't given his answer yet. Wow. Attack.
Brent Venables.
I didn't mean it in an attacking way.
Brent Venables. It's year three. Year three, you're trending for another losing record. In today's college football, you got to get it done in less than 3 years.
Yeah. So you mentioned 3 years. The guy that left and gave, you know, the opportunity to Brent Venables, Lincoln Riley at USC. 4-5 right now, 15th in the Big Ten. Like, for the resources that they have and the fact that they had a Heisman Trophy winner, a number one overall pick. I know he's not there this year, but that they didn't do more when he was there and there's nothing else going on. Lincoln Riley's supposed to be this offensive genius. Where is it now?
Okay, my only thing with him is on a technicality here. I don't know if he'll be fired because I think he'll run to the NFL before he gets fired.
Oh, sure. Just out of college football.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the Lions face C.J. Stroud and the Texans on Sunday night. Stroud has been a phenomenal in his rookie season, but he's really suffered a little bit, kind of having, quote, a sophomore slump. Where would you rank Stroud right now among NFL QBs?
This is a tough one because I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but I would give him the 9-10 range, and the quarterbacks that I would have in front of him are obviously Goff, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. And then I'd put him right in the same category as Brock Purdy.
So I had about the same answer. And I listed everybody you just listed. I think I'd throw Stafford ahead of him right now, too. But then we're getting into the same tier.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think he's end of the top 10.
Right. So if you were going tiers, would that be tier three?
Probably.
Because I think there's a clear tier one, and then there's a bunch of guys that are just below that.
Yes.
And then Stafford, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
All right, the Lions are the number one seed in the NFC right now. Who are the top three NFC threats in order that could ruin the Lions' Super Bowl aspirations?
Number one, the Philadelphia Eagles. A world where you got to go to Philadelphia in the playoffs, not ideal. Philadelphia has went healthy. An offensive line that's comparable to Detroit. And Philadelphia has a roster that was in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. They're the number one threat to me. Number two, mobile quarterback, the Commanders. And number three is the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
I missed somebody?
Yeah. I don't have the Packers in mind because of the inconsistent play of Jordan Love. I don't trust him, especially after that. I mean, that was an awful interception that he threw to Kirby Joseph. It was terrible. My number one, same as yours, Eagles. And they have remnants of the Super Bowl roster, and namely the offensive line. An aging defensive line. Defense is playing better, much better than it did last year. The number one add that makes them so much different and so much better, it unlocks Jalen Hurts a little bit more, at least makes it easier for him, is Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
And I think they're the number one threat. Number two for me is the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm.
I think with O'Connell, and now, trust me, Sam Darnold does not strike fear into anyone, but it's more Kevin O'Connell as a coach, the what he can do, Brian Flores as their defensive coordinator. I don't think that they necessarily threaten in the division, which means that they don't necessarily threaten, but I do think in the NFC there are the second biggest threat to the Lions. And number three for me is the Commanders. I think the Commanders are a team in a weak division. They can rack up a lot of wins. That'll be interesting to see when they play the Eagles, which is coming up soon.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would go Eagles, Niners, Vikings. And the reason I would say the Vikings in there is because I do think playing them a third time, and I respect Brian Flores, that he could game plan against our offense. And
so quick on that one, I would say I don't think that the Niners run the table, so I don't think they could be a threat for the number one. Maybe just that single game that the Lions play them.
Okay. Finally, Robert Saleh and Dennis Allen have already been fired this season. That's pretty amazing. We've already had two firings this early. Who will be the next coach fired in season?
There's plenty of options, but I got to go with Brian Daboll out of New York. I think that just their inept offense, and you could say Daniel Jones, you could say a lot of different things, but I think it's Brian Daboll.
Team that's lost five in a row, I think it's Antonio Pierce and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, that seems like just a hot mess out there. Now, can I just say something here in terms of Daniel Jones? I want to do this topic like when we need something in the middle of July next year. Guys that they have to have pictures on the owner. I don't know how Daniel Jones has gotten this many lives. How did he get that contract?
Because it was a fool's gold playoff win against a fraudulent Vikings team. That's what it was. And that is the Thursday touchdown. It's 97-1.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.